I want to talk to you about your jam session with Mark Anthony in a minute, but before we get around to that, can you tell us a little bit about what went into the decision to name Marcus Stroman as your opening day starter?
Yeah, I mean, he's pitching great. He's healthy, and we thought he'd be the right guy to do it. And we know Sanchez is pitching well, and everybody else is pitching well. But the way our rotation is going into the season, it makes sense for Stroman to be the opening day guy.
So how do you see the rotation lining up beyond Stroman? Because you've got Stroman, Sanchez and Stroman have been pitching back to back here. But how do you see it lining up?
Well, I see dividing Stroman and Sanchez just because they're kind of the same type of pitchers. So a Shoemaker might be a Stroman, Shoemaker, Sanchez, Borecki, Richer. That's what I'm thinking. That's what we're thinking right now.
Okay. Charlie, did you get a chance to talk to Marcus about the decision already, and to Aaron about it, or I mean, how did that come about?
It's all about communicating, you know. At the triple A level, the big level, same way. And before I told Stroman that he was going to be the opening day starter, I did talk to Sanchez about it also, so he knows. Yeah, all the pitchers know that Stroman's going to be the opening day starter. Yeah.
What have you seen from Marcus this spring?
He's been great. Throwing strike, he's healthy, and he looks pretty good to me. Just like Sanchez, actually, the whole rotation is pitching well, so that's good news for us.
And Charlie, we were just talking to Mike about this. The spring has been, you've done things differently than they've been done before with this organization. You brought in some innovation in terms of the drills, in terms of the way, even right down to the way you do batting practice. I wonder kind of about the guys who've been around before, the veteran players, and kind of, you know, the kids are going to adapt more quickly. But what steps did you take to kind of make sure that the veteran players, the few that you have, were kind of on side with the way you were doing things?
Yeah, just communicating with them before I did all that stuff, and they knew where I was going and the reason why, and they bought into it so far. They've been great, and again, it helps. They're good guys, you know. You don't have to really convince them that much. They're just good people. So yeah, so it's been great. It's been great. The whole camp has been great. The effort's been awesome. So yeah, I'm very happy about it.
Charlie, it's also a new staff, and there's a process of coaches getting to know each other. How have you been able to, have there been, you know, meetings or dinners, just ways to kind of get everybody on the same page?
Yeah, early in camp, we had dinner at my place, of course, and yes, it was rice and beans and pork and all that stuff. And then just last night, after the game, we met, and we made sure we went into our goals that we have for the season. We only got 2 weeks left, so we wanted to make sure that our goals are being met, and so far, we're doing a good job of that.
You talked about having this meeting, like getting together and talking this week and talking about the roster and stuff like that. Obviously, you're not going to reveal, you know, on March 13th everything, but is there a battle brewing, like between Billy McKinney and Teoscar Hernandez? Is it Eric Sogard versus Richard Urania? Are we looking at things like that?
Yes.
How is that going?
It's going well. They're all playing good, but yeah, there's a battle, and yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Charlie, what do you still need to see? I mean, I always like asking a manager that. What do you still need to see this spring, whether it's a player, something, plays, pickoff plays, whatever? What do you still need to see? What are you waiting for?
Actually, we've done almost everything that I wanted to accomplish, but the one thing I want to see is our starters to keep pitching well. You know, that's the name of the game, and we're going to need them in our division. So, so far, so good. And that's what I want to see, that they keep pitching good. Stroman, Sanchez, Shoemaker, Richard, Borecki. Yeah.
What are the plans for Bud Norris and Clay Buchholz right now? Have you figured out how they will be working in?
The one thing of Buchholz, we're not going to rush him. He's been in this division before, so he knows what it takes to pitch in this division. So we're going to take our time with him. Whenever you see him in the big leagues, it's because he's ready. And the same way with Norris. Whenever he's ready, we'll see. He's still competing for a job also. So I believe Friday might be his first outing.
This is Norris's outing Friday.
Norris.
Okay, and because he threw yesterday, right? And did you guys like what you...
Live batting practice. He looked pretty good to us, and that's why he might have a game on Friday.
And will we see Buchholz before the end of spring in a game, Charlie, you think, or not?
That's a day-to-day deal. So far, he's looking good, but we don't know yet. Yeah. Okay. But I hope so. That means he's ahead of the, you know, his schedule.
the rest of the bullpen. John Axford has looked really good for you. He's on a minor league deal. Tell us what you think of him. And Elvis Luciano's had a couple of rough ones back-to-back after starting really well. It's tough for a 19-year-old, but what's your view so far on those two guys?
That's funny. You'll like this one. Well, my son, Alex, we're winning the game against the Phillies, and Luciano came in and gave up two home runs, and Alex tells my wife, "What's daddy doing putting a 19-year-old in the league?" No, actually, about Luciano, I'm impressed by that kid. You know, he gave up two home runs and changeups, you know, but then after that he threw 97, so that means he's not nervous. And I like everything about that kid, and he's competing for a job. I really like him a lot. Axford's been awesome. He's a leader in the clubhouse, and he pitched well last year here, and then he's pitching well this year. Yeah, he's doing well. I'm excited about Axford, too.
Charlie, you know, when you talk about the way the bullpen is going to be constructed ultimately, I know you've been asked about the concept of the opener a great deal. Do you start working that, planting that seed in guys' minds at some point in spring training? Or, you know, how do you go about developing that idea that we may do it, just so that's not a shock to everybody?
No, but you know what? The opener comes, if my five starters are doing well, we don't need an opener.
Okay.
You know, the only reason I would use an opener is if one of our guys got a 6 ERA, 5 ERA. So going into that game, your chances to win a game, they're not very good. So as long as they're pitching good, you're not going to see an opener.
Now, one of the, haven't had a lot of injury concerns, knock on wood here, Charlie. The Devin Travis situation, just kind of update, you know, where's he at? What are we looking at with Devin Travis?
Yeah, that one hurts because I like Travis a lot, and he needs at bats because I know he could get to where he was 2 years ago. I really liked him when I saw him from the other side, but he won't be ready for spring training. He'll be off for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Any kind of a timeline beyond that, or
there's no timeline. Yeah, for sure he's not going to be in opening day with us. He's not going to be ready.
Now we've had a chance to see Bo Bichette an awful lot. We will see him again today. You're smiling as soon as I mention that. Look, you're a former infielder. There's no doubt this guy can hit. What impresses you about him as an infielder, though? Is he going to be okay defensively at the major league level?
I think so. I wish I had his confidence. I would have played more than,
we all wish we had his confidence,
in the big leagues. you don't teach that. That kid has it. You know, he plays the game the right way. Of course, his dad was a big leaguer for a long time, and same with Biggio. But we're talking about Biche. He's been great. He can pick it. His arm is good. Because I heard about his arm was so-so, but he worked on it this offseason. And right now he looks pretty good. He looks like a shortstop to me. And at the plate, he makes an adjustment with two strikes. He puts the ball in play. He runs all out. I like this kid a lot.
Where does the power come from? Have you been able to figure that out? Because he's not a big guy.
He's not a big guy. Yeah, I don't know. He puts everything on every swing, so he's been fun to watch.
In the game in Fort Myers, and it's interesting you said he changes his approach with two strikes, because when he was up and it was a 1-2 count, I was about to say on the radio, you know, he'll cut down his swing with two strikes, and then he hit a ball out of the stadium with two strikes. He doesn't do the leg kick, but he doesn't seem to lose any power.
No, he's got that bad speed that you don't teach. He has it, so, yeah, good for him. And the funny thing about it, he was supposed to play like four at-bats, but then, okay, hold on now. He's got a chance to hit three home runs. That doesn't happen, you know, very often, so that's why we gave him the fifth at-bat that day.
Charlie, it looks very much as if Danny Jansen is going to be the number one catcher here, the everyday catcher. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about how you guys are trying to incorporate some of the analytical data in-game, you know, the catchers wearing the armbands. What will those armbands and the information on them do for the catchers? How do you want it used?
It's just easier, you know. Before the games, before the series, we go over the game reports and the scouting reports. So now he don't have to memorize it. It's already right there, so it's a lot easier. That's the whole point of that.
So it's something to check on if you need to refresh.
Yes. So, you know, because there's 12 players or 13 position players you got to think about whenever they come to the plate. Now he has them right there. In case he has any doubt, he just looks at the wristband and said, okay, now we know how to face this guy, how to pitch this guy.
Now, I've also got to ask you about Mark Anthony. We saw him on the field yesterday.
Well, the Puerto Rican guys were all excited, Charlie, yeah. I got to say. Louis Rivera was pretty...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, yeah, the Puerto Rican batting practice quality yesterday diminished noticeably when he showed up. But I mean, he does have a business arrangement with Vladdy Jr.'s agent, and I understand that you got together and had a jam session before the Grapefruit League game. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Honestly, he was one of those guys that before I got this job, I was thinking if I ever get a manager's job, that's one of the guys I want to meet. And he just happens to be an agent of one of our guys. And of course, he came into my office, and of course, my bongos were there, so why not? You know, let's play some.
He looked like he was having
having a great time.
Yeah,
yes,
he
was, yeah.
I say, play catch with Louis.
It was his idea. I said, okay, man, you know, I'll play with you. Yeah, so we play his son. Yeah, it's been a tour, by the way. It was Mark Anthony yesterday. Today was Jim Palmer, and we play the Yankees tomorrow. It might be Reggie. I don't know.
it may very well be Reggie.
But you've had quite a tour as well. Tell us a little bit about the roller coaster, also.
What roller coaster?
The roller coaster that all the players thought they were on before the game on Saturday.
Oh, you mean the one with the hypnotist guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I want to believe it or not. That's funny. I mean, I asked some guys, they said, no, I was awake. And the other guy said, no, I wouldn't do that if I wasn't awake, if I wasn't hypnotized. So I don't know what to believe. It was pretty cool to watch it. It looks real.
You didn't get hypnotized, just the players?
No, I didn't need to be hypnotized.
So, but explain that. You brought a hypnotist in, right?
It was something fun. And this Thursday, we have something else. We got a comedian and stuff, so we got something different.
Because the players, again, that word, fun, that's come up a lot this week, talking to players. Guys, because, you know, they're working hard. There's a lot of drills, a lot of things going on. But I keep hearing, Charlie, from guys saying that they're having, you know, that they're fun.
Yeah,
right?
You got to have fun. It's a grind. This game is a grind every day. So you got to change it up and change the routine. So that's what we're trying to do.